Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Dan Fogelberg bringing this back, 17 till. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Dillon Schneider. Bob is the president, the founder, the chairman of the Dillon Schneider Group, an organization that you can find at DillonSchneiderGroup.com. Is that right, Bob?
It is. That's right, Jim.
So check that out, and all the books that Bob has written, DillonSchneider. There'll be a test on that name later, so write that down. Hey, Bob, we're talking about the concept that you proposed in a little red book that you published recently with the title, Could You Do More? One of the things I said when I told the audience you were coming and to talk about this, I said that how many times have I said, wow, I could have done more. I wish I had done more. And maybe not without realizing that should have informed me about my behavior the next time I had an opportunity to do something. What do you think?
I think oftentimes we look at something, we see a need to do something, we turn away from it. And we might have to turn away from it. But if we can do something about it, that will deepen our resolve for doing more the next time around. And you know what it'll do? For the person or the organization, the individual that we helped, it will get them to do more. So it's going to build. One's going to build on the next. And if we don't do it, it's a huge mistake.
Well, you know, sometimes when we help people, we do it with a check. We write a check, and we don't even know who's going to benefit. I was writing a check to an organization one time, and somebody said, well, you know, you never know how that money's going to be spent. And I said, that's above my pay grade. That's on them. If I give the money, it's on them how it's spent.
I think you have to trust other people on things like that.
Well, you can do the due diligence, and you can see what the people typically do. But mostly, the thing is this agape thing, helping people you don't even know. If we could do more of that, Bob, this is not helping people on the other side of the planet. This is your neighbors, right? I mean, people that you see around town that you don't know.
Whenever anybody calls me and says, "Will I see their daughter? Will I see their son? Will I see their friend for a job?" I always say yes, and the reason is I don't know where that's going to go, but I know that person needs to see somebody. And I know they need to talk about their future. And I do it, and occasionally it pans out. And there are literally thousands of people over the years that come back and say, thank you so much for that. So there is repayment to it.
My friend and Brain Trust member and one of the great futures of our time, Joel Barker, created the Star Thrower story. Do you know the Star Thrower story?
I don't know.
The man is on his beach. He lives on this beach. He's walking on the beach one morning after a storm, and thousands of baby starfish have been washed up on the beach. And he looks down the beach, and a man is walking toward him he doesn't know. And he sees the man picking up a starfish and throwing it in the water. And he walks a little further, and he picks up another starfish and throws it back in the water. And as they pass, the man says, I see what you're doing here. Why are you throwing starfish back in the water? And he picks one up and throws it back in the water. He said, because that's where they belong. He said, but there are thousands of starfish. How can you possibly make a difference? And the guy picked up another one. He threw it back in the water. And he said, I made a difference in that one.
That's terrific. That's a fantastic story.
Not a great story.
Yeah, that is a great
story. We don't have to save the world. We can make it better one at a time, can't we?
And we should do that, definitely. I believe there's so many people that are in need of help in all kinds of ways. There are people who are alcoholics. There are people who are drugs. There's a man I know who's a very wealthy man. He runs a thing called Phoenix House in New York. Mm-hmm. It's a halfway house for people on addiction. He has solved so many problems, and so many people have gone back into work, and he's never asked for anything.
Well, exactly. And I'll tell you something else. If you really want to feel good about what you've done, whatever you may have done, If you ever have a chance to do something good, whether it's monetary or otherwise, and you do it, and nobody knows you did it.
Even better.
There is no better feeling than that, is there, Bob?
Even better. And, of course, you know, this is really part of the American spirit. This is what America is all about.
Yeah.
It's doing this kind of thing. You don't find people in other parts of the world doing this, but people in America do it from Maine to California.
One of my favorite stories, one of my favorite things that I learned, when the tsunami hit South Asia, what was it, 8 or 6 or 7 or 8 years ago, killed a couple hundred thousand people. I don't know if you remember, but not long after that hit, and people and help started arriving down there, the Europeans got mad because the U.S. government hadn't sent much money down there. But we found out the next day that when you added up what the U.S. government did with what U.S. citizens had done, which the European citizens had not done,
right,
it blew the world away.
That's the way, that's the nature of America.
We don't wait on our government, do we?
I'd like to have more from government, especially this government.
Yeah.
But we don't have it.
I actually would like to.
American citizen doesn't.
I'd actually like to have less from our government, Bob. I'd like for the government to stop helping me. Hey, Bob, when we come back after these messages, all the things that you and I know are good about America, things that really matter. I mean, warts and all, mistakes that we've made and all, America is a benevolent nation. Why is it in other parts of the world that we're so reviled? I want you to help us with that because you're a world traveler. You're a global thinker. Bob Dillashnider, folks, will help us after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingham. By the way, that's DillashniderGroup.com.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.